Text 6. This story may sound incredible, but it is true.
Before you listen to Text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17. Kevin lived in a block of flats near a factory. One day, when he was walking home, he heard someone scream. It was an old woman who had tripped and fallen over some loose bricks on the pavement. Seeing that she could not stand up, Kevin called for an ambulance. At the hospital, Kevin found out that she had seriously injured her hip and needed surgery. Kevin assured her that she would get well, since she repeatedly said that she wanted to go home rather than undergo the hip surgery. It turned out that Madam Song had 3 orphaned grandchildren to look after. If she was not home with them, they would starve. Compassionate Kevin promised to get food for her children until she was discharged. That evening, Kevin bought 3 packets of chicken rice to take to the children. He found the place in total darkness when he knocked on the front door. A little girl opened it to reveal that it was a 1-room flat. Are the light switches working properly? Please switch on the light so you can see while you eat, Kevin said. He found out that the electricity had been cut off since the utility bill was not paid. Explaining what had happened to their grandmother, Kevin told the children that he would be ordering food for them, which would be delivered at breakfast, lunch, and dinner time. Thank you, Uncle Kelvin, the children said. The next morning, Kevin took leave from work to make payment for their outstanding utility bill so that power could be restored. When he visited them a few days later, they were happily watching television while eating their dinner. Kevin joined them and told them the good news. Their grandmother's surgery went well. She should be discharged after a few weeks of therapy.
Question 14. Where did the children live? Question 15. Why was their home in total darkness? Question 16. Why did the children thank Kevin? Question 17. What is the story about?
Listen to text 6 again. Kevin lived in a block of flats near a factory. One day, when he was walking home, he heard someone scream. It was an old woman who had tripped and fallen over some loose bricks on the pavement. Seeing that she could not stand up, Kevin called for an ambulance. At the hospital, Kevin found out that she had seriously injured her hip and needed surgery. Kevin assured her that she would get well, since she repeatedly said that she wanted to go home rather than undergo the hip surgery. It turned out that Madam Song had 3 orphaned grandchildren to look after. If she was not home with them, they would starve. Compassionate Kevin promised to get food for her children until she was discharged. That evening, Kevin bought 3 packets of chicken rice to take to the children. He found the place in total darkness when he knocked on the front door. A little girl opened it to reveal that it was a 1-room flat. Are the light switches working properly? Please switch on the light so you can see while you eat, Kevin said. He found out that the electricity had been cut off since the utility bill was not paid. Explaining what had happened to their grandmother, Kevin told the children that he would be ordering food for them, which would be delivered at breakfast, lunch, and dinner time. Thank you, Uncle Kelvin, the children said. The next morning, Kevin took leave from work to make payment for their outstanding utility bill so that power could be restored. When he visited them a few days later, they were happily watching television while eating their dinner. Kevin joined them and told them the good news. Their grandmother's surgery went well. She should be discharged after a few weeks of therapy.